Kerimos HaKud Vachov, all is good. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Yud Ches. And we're here at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amabez, at the bottom, right? The last thing we had mentioned yesterday, if you remember, on Erev Shabbos, was Maho Ilu Tachachamim Tachanosam. What would be the point, right, if there's a get? Chazal said there has to be a zman on it, and there has to be a certain time, so we're trying to figure out what exactly is the point of that. Right, we had said we had brought a case where a guy wrote in a certain Shemitah cycle or a year, right? Again, so what would be the point of that? So we're in that discussion of what the point of the zman is. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei Ravina Lerova, Kazve Ve'osve Bekiste Di Mefaise Tifais Mai. What is the point of the zman if a guy decides to just write a get, right, to put it in his pocket, and thinks that, you know, if he's able to make up with his wife, something great, and, you know, obviously he'll get rid of the get, as Rashi says, lo yigoshena. But if not, right, so then he'll obviously give her the get. Right? So again, if Rashi says, right, yamim rabim, right, he has his get in his pocket, right, in the safe, right, just in case. Right? So obviously in that case, right, this zman doesn't help whatsoever. So what's the point of the zman? So Amar Lei, he said, back to him, lo makdim inish peronosei, peronusa lenafshe. A person doesn't necessarily, right, just bring on peronos for themselves, right? As Rashi says, lo regili lemelved hachi. People don't do that, right? Lo nuche bekisei. They give him lo nichle begerishin peronos ulegabe, right? Lo makdim lei. Right? He's not trying to bring upon himself bad things, right? Nobody wants to get divorced. Right? He's not like saving it for a rainy day, like it's a some sort of ice cream gift card or something. Right? A person doesn't do that. So you know, no one's going to actually go ahead and be makdim and bring about, right, something. Just in case. Amar Lei Ravina the Ravashi, Gittin Abayim B'dinas Hayam, U'michtevei B'nisan, V'lo Matei HaTishrei, Ma'u Ilu Chacham B'takanosam. Similarly, another question. Let's say there's a get that's written in Nisan, and it's sent on a long voyage, and it doesn't show up until Tishrei. So what's the point of the shtab? What's the point of the zman, right, in the get? As Gemar says, he answered to him, Amar Lei Hanu Kala Islei, those have some sort of voice. Those have some sort of that people know, right? Again, people know, and regardless of whatever reason we said yesterday, right, whether it's because he wants to save her from getting killed, or whether it's good in terms of peros, whether it's in terms of that we don't want the husband to take the nichse maluk, right? So again, they're going to have to bring some sort of proof, right? We know, right? People are aware there's a get on the way. They know they're going to have to bring some sort of proof when it was written, when it was sent, when it was signed, right? So there's no issue, right, over there, and that's exactly the point of this month, of the time. Okay, it's my always said, ma'amus haimonim leget. One different issue now. When do you count from a get? What do you mean, when you count from a get? So Rashi fills us in. Gimel chadasha me'isha tzricha lehamtin. There's something called the hamtana, that the wife, when she gets divorced, right, she has to wait 3 months before remarrying, just to make sure, right, we know the parentage, right, of any potential child that is born pretty much right after. So how long do you have to wait? When do you start counting, right? We said, yeah, Rashi says it. We learned in Yavamos and elsewhere that you have to wait 3 months. So when does that clock start? So Machlok is Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Mishas Nesina, Shmuel Amar Mishas Ksiva. Right? Rav says from when you give the get, and Shmuel says when you write the get. Maskev Leir of Nasan Bar Hoshia, the Shmuel, right? Rav Nasan Bar Hoshia asks the Shaila and Shmuel Shita of that you have to, it's counting from the time when you write the get. Yomru Shtei Nashem Bechatzer Achas. Right? What about what about a case where you have two women in one chatzar? What's that case? Right, if you look at Rashi again, just using, you know, leaning heavily on Rashi today. Right, shall adam echad, right? One guy has two wives. He perishes the yam and he goes on a trip. And he gives two gets to two of his wives, right, just in case he doesn't come back. Right, but one of them is dated a month earlier. So now everybody's going to see this guy gave a get to his wives on the same day. You can say Rahman al Slam guy, you know, doesn't come back or whatever it is, right? And the gets are chal, right? And or for whatever reason, right? The gets are come into effect, but one get kicks in a month earlier. So what about that, right? So the Gemara says Zu Asur Zu Muteres, right? This is, right, one of them is Asur to get remarried until 3 months from her date, and one is Asur to get remarried from 3 months from her date, right? But Shmuel says the time of the Ksiva, right? If it's just back in Rashi for a second. Right, the Shmuel Zu Tinasi, the Sof Beit Chadash, and Zu, the Sof Gimel, right, if one woman gets married after remarried after 2 months, and one woman gets remarried after 3 months, Yitamu Bnei Adam, people are going to be so confused. Sherosh and Isgarsh, Be'omecha, everybody's going to see they both got to get on the same day. Why is this woman getting remarried 2 months later, and this woman getting married 3 months later, rather, 1 month afterwards? So the Gemara says, "I'm really buying zu. In this case, zman gita mochiach ala. For zu zman gita mochiach ala. This woman's get will be proven, and this woman's get will prove it. Right? Shmuel's not concerned, right? Because you have because you have the date on both staros, right? So people won't won't cause mass confusion, etc. And that's they're going to understand that that's the reason. Okay. Tani kivasi the Rav, tani kivasi the Shmuel. Right? We'll bring a proof for Rav in the form of a brisa, and we'll bring the proof for Shmuel in the form of a brisa. Tani kivasi the Rav, a brisa proves Rav's shita. Again, Rav that says that you start counting the 3 months from the time the get is given. Hashaleach get leishto. Person sends a get to his wife. Vinishta shliach b'derech gimel chadashim. It takes 3 months for the shliach, for the messenger, to deliver the get. Mishiyagia get leyada. Tzricha l'hamdin gimel chadashim. She has to, from whenever she gets the get, she has to wait 3 months, even though her husband's not around. Right, so we see that we start counting from the time from the Shas Nesina, from the time they actually gave it. We'll get Yashin in Choshin, Sharelo Nisiachadima, and the Gemara just adds, parenthetically, we're not concerned for get Yashin. What is a get Yashin? So if you look at Rashi again, just pretty straightforward, on Daf Ayin Tes, right, it talks about where a person gives, writes a get for his wife, and then they're Misiachad with each other, L'chora, right, they sleep together. So the Gemara says that that's a get Yashin, that's no good. And here, the Gemara just points out, over here, we have no issue. Right, there's no issue that the guy wrote the get and then gave it to her 3 months later. We're not concerned that it might be get Yashin because he's not around, right? He sent it with a shliach, he sent it with a messenger, right? So there's no concern over there. So that brisa proves Rav's shita. Tani kavaisa de Shmuel, the brisa that also lines up like Shmuel. Hamashlish get leishto. A person gives a get to a third party, right, in order to divorce his wife, and then he leaves. After, meaning he says, give this to my wife after 3 months, and he gets out of there, says Rashi. Tosa says, I'm not sure exactly why there'd be 3 months. But exactly why he'd have to leave. But okay, either way, the guy's not around, let's say. And he said to him, and he gives his get to the shliach, says, don't give it to her after 3 months. So Mishanasnula Materis, right? As soon as she gets the get, she's ready to roll, she can get remarried, right, on that day, right? Because we start counting from when it was written. So Muteris Linasi Miyad, she's allowed to get married right away. We'll get Yashin in Choshin, Sharilon Nesiachidima. And for a get Yashin, right, we're not concerned that it's a get Yashin, as we explained before. Because, right, simply they didn't have yichud, right, so we're not worried that this get is no good because they were together in the interim. Okay, so how do we pass him? We have a brisa like Rav, we have a brisa like Shmuel. When do you start counting the 3 months from a get, from when you give the get, or from when you write the get? So sure enough, we have Amorim that paskened accordingly. Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avdei Mishas Ksiva, right, like Rav, like Shmuel, I'm sorry, and Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yoshua, Avdei Mishas Nesina, right, Rav Papa did like Rav, they did from Mishas Nesina from the time of the giving of the get. Ve'elchazon Elacha is like Shmuel, right, Mishas Ksiva. Okay, fine. Good. Right. I just wanted to mention, actually, didn't mention, if you look at just seeing across right now, if you look at Tosos, Hinu Kala Islay, that there's a kol, Tosos is not really necessarily related to anything that we're talking about right now. Right? He says, nowadays, right, again, Tosos has a good question, like, nowadays, like, why, again, we had two reasons why we have Zman in the get, right? One of them is because Bazachoso, because he was concerned that he won't, kill his wife, Rachman al-Tzlan, if she cheated on him, so he's going to be mocked in the get. A few months before, so that she won't get put to death and based in. So Tosos just asks, according to that shita, right in the middle of that Tosos, Hinu Kali Slay, if that's true, so why do we have a get on a star nowadays? A Zman on a get nowadays, right? Why do we write the time, right? Who cares, right? We're not putting people to death at all. Right? And so Tosos just gives a fascinating answer. That first of all, he gives a couple answers actually. First of all, we're nervous about Mamzerim. Okay, but the second one, which was beautiful, I wanted to highlight, is Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash. Right, that's the second answer. Tosus says, yeah, okay, maybe we'll have the Beis HaMikdash. Right, fine. This guy, it will develop into a court case, and we'll go back right to having a Beis Din in the Sanhedrin that will actually, put people to death. Right, the context is a little bit morbid, but we just spent Shabbos in the Old City, so you spend some time staring at the wall. So Tosus here says, right, but here you bought a Beis HaMikdash, right? We plays into halacha nowadays that we'll write a Zman on a star according to this opinion. Now we'll write this Zman, we'll write the time on a get. According to his opinion, because Meheri Bana Beis HaMikdash, right? Because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will magically be rebuilt, right? Mitzvah Shem Amen, Ken Yerotzon, and then we'll go back to how things were. Okay, fine. Just wanted to point that out. Itmar, it was said, Meimus like Ksuba Mishametas. When, from what point is the Ksuba Mishametas? Now, what in the world is going on over here? So, again, just not really necessarily related to what we've been talking about at all, but Shemitah, cancel his loans, right? We know the Shemitah about Shemitah's karka, about the Shemitah of the land. You're not allowed to work the land. But there's also at the end of a Shemitah, at the end of the seventh year, at the end of the Shemitah year, that is meshamet, all existing loans. Now, a ksuba is not a loan. A ksuba is a debt. Is when a husband owes his wife, right, if he divorces her. So, the shtar shu, now that doesn't necessarily mean that doesn't get, if I owe you money, right, just because I punch you in the face, right, and the Shemitah hits, right, I can't claim, well, it's Shemitah, I don't have to pay you. Right, that's not a thing. So, there are a couple of things that have to happen over here, right? It has to turn into a loan. So, that's one of the opinions. So, Rav Amar, let's just dive into it. Meimitz ha ksuba mishametas. And when would a ksuba possibly be canceled by Shemitah? So Rav Amar, Rav says, Misha Tifkom v'Tizkof. You need two things. First of all, Tifkom, and second of all, Tizkof. What in the world are those things? So again, back to Rashi, Misha Tifkom shetiporektas. It has to be slightly, partially repaid, right? As as the guy says, as the husband, is going to repay his debt. He's going to pay his wife. So again, 200 zuz, let's say, for example, he's paid 50 zuz of it. He's paid a little bit. V'Tizkof. And also, it has to be rewritten, rechanged, right? Turned into a loan. But tizkof alav hamosar b'milva, says Rashi. Right, it has to be turned into a loan. It has to be some sort of, as you'll see, like, based in, has to do some sort of rewriting of this document, and it has to be turned into a loan. So you need both. You need some repayment and also turning it into a loan. Shmuel says either or. Pegama afal bishalav zakva afal bishalav pegama. Either some sort of repayment, as Rashi says, right, once this guy has already said, I'm going to pay you back, right, he started the payment process, that turns it into a type of loan, right? Or, right, if it's turned completely into a loan. So, Tani Kavasi, the Rav, we have Bryces that support both opinions. Tani Kavasi, the Rav, says Beferish, says very clearly, the Bryce says, when is the Ksuba going to be annulled by Shemitah? So, Misha Tifkov, Mitzizkov, right, when he does both of those things, when he pays back some of it and it's turned into a loan. Pagama v'lo zakfa, zakfa v'lo pagama, right, if you did either one, right, if you did only one or the other and not both, emisha metas ad shetivkom v'tizkov, right, very wordy, very almost unnecessary, Bryce said, but okay, it doesn't get canceled until he does both of them, right? That's beferish like Rav. Tani goes to the Shmuel, Bryce says like Shmuel, ones ukanas upitoi, uksubas isha, so zakfan b'milva. Right, in any of these cases, these are all obligations that a person might have to a woman. Ones rachman al-tzlan is rape. Knas is also rachman al-tzlan motzi shemra. And pitoi is seduction. All those cases require some sort of payment. Or, and this is our case, ksubas isha, or ksuba, shazakfan b'milva, if you turn it into a loan, so then mishamten, right, that would get canceled out by Shemitah. Bimlav, and if not, right, they ain't mishamten. Right, when, and if you don't do that, so then it does not get canceled. May Masai, from when do we cancel it? Nizkavim b'malva, and Mishas Hamada Bedin, right, from when do we say that it's turned into a loan? That's from the point where you stood at Beis Din, right, your Omid Bedin, right, to kind of begin that process of changing, either changing the document or writing something new or whatever. Okay, fine. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ksuva kemaisa Beis Din damya, right, Shmuel, Ksuva, right, is like a Maisa Beis Din, right? It's like a Tanai Beis Din, as Rashi says. Right? My Maisa Beis Din, right? Nechtav b'yom, nechtav b'layla. Just like a Beis Din can be written during the day and signed at night, i.e. written on one day and signed on another day. So Af Ksuba, again, that's a Shaila that would come up, right? Nowadays even, right? If you write the Ksuba and then you sign it let's say you write the Ksuba during the day, then you sign the Ksuba after Shkia, right? That ostensibly does come up, right? That's why some Mizrahi Kedushins are careful just to fill in the last lines of the shtar, of the ksuba, right before it's being signed, so therefore we guarantee that it's written and signed on the same day. Okay, but either way, Shmuel says if it's written, it's fine, meaning that if you write it during the day and then sign it the next at night, i.e. the next day, right, so that works, right? Af ksuba nechtavis b'yom nechtavis b'layla, that's okay. Sure enough, the ksuba of Rabbi Yechiya Barav, right, was done, was written during the day and signed at night. And Rav was there, didn't say a thing. So maybe he holds like Shmuel, because if you remember, at the last two cases, we had Rav versus Shmuel. Here, we just have a statement of Shmuel, and nobody disagrees. So apparently this happened at Rav's son's chasana, and he didn't say anything. So maybe he holds like Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, Asukin lo, so Indian Havu, they were actually still dealing with that topic, right? They were still still, right, they're still kind of negotiating, dealing with the ksuba topics, and therefore, right, it's considered as if it's one long process. And there, the Tanya is from the Rebbe Samar, Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Tzadok, Lo Shana Elek She'ina Sugim Dosu'inin, right, when the only issue would arise, if it was written, everybody went to have, I don't know, hors d'oeuvres, and then they came back and signed it. But if they're still, talking about it, still negotiating, whatever it is, right, so then Sugim Dosu'inin Kosher, then regardless of what you hold, they're still talking about the same topic, then that is fine. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Machshir, Rabbi Shimon, right, if you remember from the Mishnah, right, Rabbi Shimon is Machshir. right, and again, that's B'yom Merech HaBalayel Apostle, right, if you remember, the get was written during the day, and it was signed at night, so Rabbi Shimon, right, the Brice of Tanakhama says Apostle, Rabbi Shimon, right, is Machshir, and it says that that's totally fine. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Shimon, right, what's Rabbi Shimon's logic that says that the get is written during the day and signed at night, right, that it would be kosher. So apparently Rav Shimon holds Kim Shinosan in of the Garsha Shuv in Lo Peros, because again one of the things we were concerned about was the Peros, right? What are we gonna do with the Nichnei Malug, right, with the profits from the property that the wife owns? And says Rav Shimon that the husband stops getting that, not from this time when it's signed or time that the get is given, but from the fact that when it started. When the whole process started, once he started, decided to divorce her, so then right, then in Lo Peros, right, he doesn't have any claim on that stuff, on the produce of the field or whatever she owns. And Rabbi Shimon, when Rabbi Shimon said it's kosher, right, again, that's only right away. If it's 10 days later, that's not true. Because we're nervous, right, then maybe he appeased her, right, we're nervous that it's a get yashin. We're nervous that there was some bia in between, and then the get that was written 10 days ago, right, is no good because they had yichud, right, in between. Tosis just points out that this is not something you can say by the other cases, because there the other cases are the get is written and signed. Right, there we have no concern about get yashim because the guy's not that around, or right, the get was written and signed, but the guy's not around. Here, right, again, why do we say we're concerned for get yashim? Because the guy was written but not signed. So that's really the issue. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I feel that mikan rad asar yamim, right? It's still, even no, if the get is written now, signed 10 days later, is totally fine. Right, it means that the bay is kol isle the milsa, because if they get it back together, everybody knows. Right, if he would appease her, right, they move back in together or whatever it is. Right, so then everybody knows, and there'll be a call, and they'll know that the get is a get yashin. Itmaru said, Amar la sora kisu get liishti. If a guy says to 10 people, write a get for my wife. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that shnai mishum edim v'kulo mishum tanai. That there are only really two edim here. Two of them are the edim, and the rest of that is a tanai. What's a tanai? So Rashi says levaisha, because it's embarrass her. It's only there. The other eight signing on the get, they're unnecessary. What? But like all these people want me to divorce you, right? It's embarrassing. It's not a nice thing. Unfortunately, you know, people come up with endless, countless, you know, ideas to unfortunately embarrass Rahman al-Salam, other parties when emotions are high. So, okay, so the guy said that's what the guy's trying to do. Two of them are Adam and 10 of them. The other eight are just, you know, to embarrass, but they don't have any halachic significance. Obviously, we have to talk about what the difference is. Rish Lakish says, no, Kula Mishum Adam, all of them are Adam, and obviously we have to, what's the difference, right? Who cares whether it's 2 and 8 or all 10 of them are Adam? Hey, Dami, first the Gemara says, what's the case? If he didn't say all of you, he just said, right, there were 10 people hanging around, and he said, right, again, for my wife, and he didn't specify all of you. But that we learned that already. That's in Mishnah Daf Samech Vav. Amar La Asara, Kesu Get Ishti. If he says to 10 people, write a get for my wife, Echad Kosev V'Shneim Chosmen. That what he means is one guy write the get and 2 people sign it. So that can't be the case. Elo Damar L'Kulchem. It must be he said, I want all 10 of you to get a get for my wife. My Benayev. So good. So now, what's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Who cares whether it's 2 Adam and 8, you know, embarrassers, or all 10 are Adam? So you could be Nayu, a couple of possibilities. You could be Nayu, either there's a nafkamina, the chosam betray minayu biyome, that the first two wrote during signed the get during the day, and everybody else signed the get, you know, I don't know, a week later. So if it's just to embarrass them, okay, so then kosher, then the get is fine, because the 2 Adim signed it on the first day. That day was written. But if you hold that it's an Adim, if all of them are Adims, then puzzle, then it's written, it's too late. Right? Again, it's no good, right? We're concerned for All right, because it's not meaning that we're concerned either. We're concerned for a get yash. Sorry, it's a get muktam. Meaning it's a get muktam. And you know, but that's according to Chum, that's not good. And even according to those who say it is good, right? It can. Okay, I'm not sure, but either way, the Chum and Bright says get muktam is no good. So inami, or another nafkamina. If one of them are found to be carved apostle, if one of the edim are found to be no good, so then they do some potato of the whole edus is no good. Right? If the seventh guy is apostle or a relative or something like that, so okay, so then kosher, then everything's fine because you had two edim, then you have eight people to embarrass them. Who cares? What, you know, it doesn't matter that the seventh guy is apostle to be an age. You know, it doesn't matter. But if he says that all, according to who is it, Reish Lakish, says all of them are edim. So if you find any one of them that's apostle, so the whole thing you throw it out. So ichazim betchila karuv apostle. But what happens if the apostle, right, was one of the first two people to sign it? Meaning, if the seventh guy is apostle, okay, so fine. That we just have the nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What about if the first guy was apostle? The first guy to sign happens to be a gambler. So what do you do? So I'm a kosher, but I'm a apostle. So machlokes, right? Some people say it's fine. Some people say it's no good. I'm a kosher, according to the one who say that it's kosher. So tonight, right? It doesn't matter. I mean, it's just tonight, just there to embarrass us. It doesn't matter if it's the first guy or the last guy. I'm a psul, according to the one who says apostle. Because also the chufe b'shtaros ba'alma, we're nervous that we may get concerned with other kiyum shtaros, and therefore we see apostle signing as one of the first guys in the star. You might think that apostle can be one of the first guys, right, on another star, and therefore, right, we're going to be gozer that it would be no good. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll go right to the halakha shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.